This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. A lot of us are starting the new year with an old problem, the flu. This year's flu season not only began earlier than usual, it's being called one of the worst in decades. Staying healthy can feel like a losing battle, especially if you're surrounded by sneezing, sniffling coworkers. Luckily, the doctor is in. Dr. Russell Greenfield joins us now to talk about some of the harsh realities and myths of flu season. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure.
So I keep seeing in the news that this is one of the nastiest flu seasons ever. What's going on? Is this the bug from hell?
You know, it is in some ways. Unfortunately, the type of virus that's causing the flu this year is called the H3N2 virus. And it's notoriously a very, very harsh virus, and it causes a very rapid spread of a very difficult and really hazardous disease. Way, way different than the common cold, and it really knocks people for a loop.
What's the difference between the flu and the cold?
Well, anybody who's had the flu knows the difference. The cold is a hassle. You know, you can get sniffles, runny eyes, you can get cough, you can have congestion, but it's the kind of thing that you can live with and usually get by. But the flu comes on fast. You've got fever, body aches, headaches. You feel horrible.
I'm sorry. Now, our producers took life in limb by going out on the street and talking to potentially infected people about the flu. We were surprised to learn that a lot of people don't get a flu shot, despite news reports that there are plenty of flu vaccines available. For example, here's Oscar Mota from Pico Rivera.
I don't get the flu shot. Supposedly, once you have it, you get sick right away, and it gets worse instead of like when you get it. So I see no point of it. Either way, you're going to get sick, so might as well not get it.
Actually, not true. And a lot of people believe this. It's unfortunate. Remember that when you go out and you get the shot for the flu, remember that you're talking about a virus which is actually dead. It can't cause the influenza illness. So please, listeners, understand that if you get the vaccine, you cannot get the flu from it.
Here's Serena Delgado from Claremont, California. She's also anti-flu shot, but she stays away from the needle because...
I'm a vegetarian and I just don't... I'm not really a shot kind of person. I'm more holistic and I like organic stuff. I have a naturally high immune system because of all the antioxidants I get in my diet.
Dr. Greenfield, you buy that?
Well, you know, my field is integrative medicine, and so I am all about prevention, using diet and lifestyle to try and keep yourself healthy, and that's awesome. But you don't do those things fully to the exclusion of good conventional medical care as well. You do both of them. Eat well, manage your stress, get enough sleep, and get the vaccine.
When it comes to treating the symptoms, Echinacea or DayQuil? I mean, do you go holistic or do you go over the counter?
Well, it's very interesting you mentioned that. In terms of what you can take, you know, for aches and pains and a little bit of fever, you can try things like Tylenol. For youngsters, we strongly recommend against using aspirin, however. For kids who have the flu, who have a bad viral infection, don't use aspirin because you run the risk of causing something called RISE syndrome, which can be very dangerous. But the best way to go about this, bed rest, listen to what mom said, push fluids, get plenty of sleep and rest.
Do I have to lean towards the name brand stuff or can I be a cheapskate like me and go for generic?
Actually, as long as you know that the manufacturer can be trustworthy, then you can go ahead and move forward with the less expensive one.
All right, and during an ugly flu season, even if you're taking good care of yourself, it's hard to avoid those who may not be. For example, here's Marie Bolden from Pomona, California.
I take off. If I'm sick, you know, I don't want to get other people sick, so I don't go to work. Probably about a day or two. I don't think it's been more than 3 days.
Now, that sounds all well and good, Dr. Greenfield, but I know a lot of managers and employers who do not like seeing people being AWOL.
It's really true, but I tell you what, hats off to Marie because she's making the right choice. You know, you take a look and see, it's irresponsible, honestly, to go to work, and the managers need to understand this. Again, you know, this is the kind of thing that can not only cause people to get very sick, but it's killing people. And unfortunately, a significant number of people who have died already this year are young children. So if you're sick, stay home.
If you've got to go to work, what advice do you give?
Well, if you got to go to work, there's a few things. One is actually try and stay away from your coworkers as much as possible. If you do sneeze or cough, try and do so into a handkerchief or a tissue and then immediately wash your hands. If you don't have a tissue or a handkerchief nearby, I know this sounds like a crazy recommendation, but everybody's saying it, sneeze into your sleeve and then immediately go wash up again. If you are a person around somebody who's sick, make sure you're washing your hands frequently. And if you can't get near a sink and soap and things like that, you can use some some of these alcohol-based gels, they really can make a difference.
Dr. Russell Greenfield is a clinical assistant professor of medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill School of Medicine. Dr. Greenfield, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Everybody, be well.